93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Was Laugh It Off by Newfound Glory, and before the hour break there you heard Awkward Backward by Twin Shadow. What's going on, everybody? You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Today we're doing a politics episode because there's a lot of bad stuff going on that makes me upset. The first hour I talked about the temporary shelter in Smithers and how it is an objective good being done by good folks. So you can go to smithersradio.com to hear the first half if you would like, or not. It's up to you. We got more music coming up. I've got some brand new stuff from Rob Zombie, which seems weird to say. Pink Noise. I got a Dreadnought cover of Nine Inch Nails. What else we got? We got some Anchorus, Rechase, Two Octavia, Gum, Calling All Captains, and Drum Machine Mike. All kinds of good stuff. As well, we're going to talk about the special projects thing, the Carney announcement, and what a crock of shit it was. I apologize. I'm noticing that I'm coughing a bit, and I'm my throat hurts a bit more than usual, and part of that is the cold, I think, and the other part is I've been using a CPAP machine for the last couple of nights. I was diagnosed with severe sleep apnea. Apparently, I stopped breathing 31.9 times an hour during my sleep study, so that's a lot of times, and the sleep apnea machine has been an adjustment for sure, but those incidents have gone from 31.9 to less than 2, which is pretty crazy. And apparently what you want to have is less than 5 an hour. That is sort of the normal, quote-unquote normal range. So obviously improvements there, but it is still an adjustment, and I'm still kind of figuring it all out. You know, it's weird. It's weird to have air blowing into your head all night. But it's already having positive results. So, you know, I'm recording this at 12:42 instead of having a sleep. So, I think that it's an objective good. Okay. What else? I think that's it. We're going to get to this Rob Zombie track, and then we are going to talk about all of the announcements that Carney made. The song is called Punks and Demons, and we will be back right after this.
Yeah.
That was Talk Talk by Pink Noise. Before that, you heard Punks and Demons by Rob Zombie, and you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. We are going to talk about the announcement over at the end of last week that Mark Carney made about the projects that are being put through their nation-building fast-tracking thing. And we're going to probably focus more, most on the Sims and the stuff that's going to be most impactful up here in the Northeast, Northwest. And, but I am going to touch on everything as well. So bear with me. This reporting here from CTV News mentions a few of the projects. So what they've announced that they are going to fast track. That's what we're talking about. So if you wanted to know what we're talking about, that's what we're talking about. So the first one, the North Coast Transmission Line in northwestern British Columbia that will power new mines and export expansion. The Sims LNG on Pierce Island in BC, which will be a natural gas facility and pipeline. The Nickel Crawford project in Timmins, Ontario, that would produce nickel for batteries and green steel. Nouveau Monde Graphite's Matawinie mine in Saint-Michel-de-Sens, Quebec, which is an open pit graphite mine. Northcliff Resources Sisson mine in Sissonbrook, New Brunswick, which will produce tungsten used in steel production as well as defense and industrial. As well, the Iqaluit Nuukik Satit hydro project in Nunavut will become the first 100% Inuit-owned hydro energy project. Interesting that what's not really in that list. Oh no, here we go. Okay, so so one of the things he mentioned too is investing in nuclear power, which I think has made some people pretty anxious. More mines, and of course the LNG project. What's interesting is that he's announcing all of these things that are going to destroy our environment while saying that clean electrification is the only way forward, but also we're going to mine and have a pipeline. So, in my opinion, talking out of both sides of his mouth. And, you know, like, there are things that I'm not necessarily even opposed to. I think there is a path to nuclear power, for example. But the problem, as I have been led to understand with nuclear power, is the is capitalism, as is with so many things. But the issue there is that when we use nuclear power essentially for profit, which is what, you know, we're doing, we're trying to make money off of the power that we generate, corners get cut, costs get cut. And, you know, the fact that we have these, trade secrets and everyone has their own unique designs that are all patented, so people have to change. When all of these things happen, you get huge disasters like Chernobyl. But if we were doing it in the name of the public good, we might avoid those kinds of things. But given that during Carney's speech, I think he said the word prosperous and economy about 7,000 times, I don't see them being as for the public good. So a lot of things announced, none of them are good. But the one obviously that we're going to talk about is one that as soon as they announced this nation building project, I was concerned was going to be the top of the list. And that is the pipeline, the LNG facility, the whole thing, the Sims, it is going to be fast-tracked, which means that it is going to happen. So all of the posturing that was done about how we're really concerned about checking in with Indigenous communities and all that stuff, they're not interested in that. They have the Nisga who, you know, they can point to and say, look, the Nisga like it. We did it. And that's that. And it's a horrifying situation, I think. And so after this next song, we're going to talk about that more. The song is called Dreadnought. It is The Becoming. It is from an album of Nine Inch Nails covers, which is kind of cool, I think. So let's check this out, and then we're going to come back and talk about the LNG pipeline here in the north. And good luck to us all. This is Fine by Anchorus. Before that, The Becoming Dreadnought. And you are listening to, you're listening to Serumus Radio. Isn't that nice? Isn't that exciting? All right, so let's talk about Sea Sims LNG, which is a, let's talk about what it is and what it's, you know, what it's for and who owns it and everything like that. So this is the BOE report posting this. So the Sea Sims LNG facility in Northern BC and North Coast Transmission Line plan to power it are among major projects that Mark Carney has said will be reviewed for fast track permitting and approval. So what does the Sea Sims do? The project is designed to be a massive LNG export facility in waters off of the province's northwest, in Nishka territory, based on two floating platforms. It would process 22.4 billion cubic meters of gas per year, resulting in exports of 12 million tons of LNG, which is natural gas, liquid natural gas, I believe, per year. Almost as much as the 14 million ton capacity of the first phase of the LNG project in Kitimat. Gas for the CSIMS LNG would come via the Prince Rupert gas transmission pipeline that is being built in northern BC, while the finished product would be targeted to Asian markets. So that's something that Carney mentioned, is that what he wants to do is increase our LNG production so that he can sell it to Asia. So it's not necessarily even that it's there's an interest in making it, say, more abundantly available in Canada, but it's to make more money for Canada instead. So that's just something to keep in mind. What is the timeline? The federal government's federal and provincial governments both announced their support for the facility in September. And it is apparently aimed to start operation in 2028 or 2029 and should be net zero, whatever, by 2030. So one of the things that is said a lot about this project is that it is owned by the Nishka, and it is partially owned by the Nishka. That is true. They are a partner for the project. It's also, however, this partnership is between the Nishka Nation, Rockies LNG Limited Partnership, and Western LNG. What's interesting is that Western LNG, it is the overall, it is owned, according to documents that show the how assets are constructed, that it is owned and operated wholly by subsidiaries of Western LNG, which is based in Texas. So an American-owned pipeline using an indigenous nation as a kind of shield almost is pretty horrifying. So who is in opposition to the project besides, you know, me, I guess? sorry, that I don't mean to make light, but this whole thing is pretty scary for us